Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller in London on Monday, the 13th of December, recording at 8:42 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Well, last week was a bit of a stinker, at least in terms of my positions, and today has partially redressed the balance, and if we have 4 more days like today, well, I'll be absolutely delighted. But more importantly for you, you want to know what's going on in here and what perhaps I make of the technical situation of the markets right now. Well, first, I've described stock markets as being in a consolidation phase. This is inevitable. These punctuate all rallies, and it helps to correct short-term overbought conditions and sets the stage for further gains. And I think that's exactly what we're going to see here for global stock markets. I've been saying pretty well daily in these audios that the technical action here for stock markets remained consistent with my best case scenario, which was that the rally would carry not only through year end 2004, but well into the first quarter of next year. Now, I'm not going to start revising that because I've got no reason to do so. But what I'm more concerned with doing is actually monitoring the technical action as it's occurring. And it remains basically favorable. Now, to reaffirm right across the boards, that would require all the leading indices to push back up to new highs for the year, and they haven't done that yet. So I'll be interested to see what happens with previous leaders among developed markets, Australia and New Zealand, but today I can tell you that we've got a new high on the S&P 500 index, currently up nearly 10 points as I speak. Dow is up 85. NASDAQ up 18. That's all about, they're all on about the same percentage move, little over 0.80%. And it still looks healthy to me. We're also seeing some small upward dynamics here today among European markets. And again, I don't see anything on the immediate horizon that's going to derail this particular run. Of the factors that I had previously qualified my bullishness with, I said I was worried should the oil price, this goes way back now, it goes back several months, should the oil price strengthen too much? Well, here we are looking at oil languishing down around 41.15. And the other one that I mentioned was the dollar's fall accelerating so that it caused people to feel that this was very much a crisis. Well, as you know, the dollar rallied last week, although it's a bit softer here today, so more of that. But first, in terms of stock markets, I would really very much maintain the long positions while this rally remains intact, which we can, of course, monitor technically. Now, if trends start to accelerate, then it'll always make sense to feed out a little bit, particularly where liquidity may well be tight. That doesn't apply to any of my situations in terms of either size or liquidity. So I'm really quite content to run with these markets for a while longer. And the U.S. is performing among the developed markets, and I think the dollar's softness is a good factor helping it along. Okay, now in terms of government bonds, they are trading on this would be after hours trading here at 112.27. That's up 5/32 here on the day. The March contract is up at the higher side of the range where I let another baby steps sell out. And getting 113, including the costs. I've now got a medium-sized position in the U.S. Treasury bonds, and what I need now to see is a downward dynamic, just telling me that we're going to test the lower side of this pattern, and hopefully more. I'm positioned for that at any rate. Not much more to say about it, really. In terms of currencies, this is looking interesting here today. You might have noticed on some of the charts, if you look closely, as closely at the charts as I do, and many other many subscribers do, that we had a bit of tails, or a few tails on the candlestick charts in terms of the dollar's actual action, so that while the dollar was rallying, it wasn't always doing so with a great deal of gusto. In other words, it would run up and then come off and close with a tail, not being able to hold the higher side of the gains. But as last week was a pretty strong week for the U.S. dollar, and no doubt I described it as largely short covering, and I think there's no doubt that it did squeeze a lot of shorts out of the market. Now, some further evidence of that, I was relieved to see in my home gym this morning that one of the currency strategists rolled out in commenting on this, referred to the dollar's February to, or the euro rather, let me start that again. He referred to the euro's February to April correction earlier this year. Now that's when the euro moved from, you probably remember it, I think it was up around 129 and a bit, just under 129.50, and the euro slipped all the way back down to just above 117. And so this currency specialist was commenting on that, and it was really sort of a cautionary note, that this, saying that if it did that last time, and we're starting from higher levels this time. So, in other words, identifying that as one measure of the risk. And what that tells me is that that at that particular firm, and their clients at any rate, that they were not heavily short the U.S. dollar. Now, I don't doubt that there are plenty of other dollar shorts out there. I'm one in a very small way with my with 1/3 of my original Australian dollar long against the U.S. dollar position that I'd had it had at one stage. But the debate that's going on right now, is this just a little bit of a dead cat bounce for the U.S. dollar, or might it roll into something bigger? It's too soon to say. I think, though, that, as I said last Friday, that this week will be telling, and we do get the U.S. trade figures coming out on Wednesday, I believe. Be interesting to see how the dollar responds on Wednesday as well. But here today, we did see some technical evidence that the dollar's rally was running into some resistance. And as I speak, we've got the euro at 133.09. We've got sterling back up to 192.53. The dollar's down a little bit against the yen, 104.79. The Aussie's up 75 ticks at 75.88. And so, dollar softer in here today against absolutely everything. As I said a moment ago, it's too soon to say that the dollar's rally is completely over, but my hunch all along on this has been that we were not going to see much more than a small technical rally. That's despite all the jawboning and threats of intervention and so on. The technical pattern was nowhere near as overextended as it was last February. Despite being at higher levels, it's much better underpinned, and also in terms of the dollar index, despite the proximity of that historic support down at the 80 level, I do not think that we're going to see more than a small move here, and we may have already seen it. Okay, now that softer dollar in here today was a tonic for many of these metal markets, a number of which had taken a bit of a beating yesterday, last week. And gold, as I speak, is off the highs of the day, but at 439, that's not a bad bounce, up 4.8. Silver had not a bad day here at 683. And platinum up a little bit, laggard palladium, not up. Palladium's a buy down here, but I've been buying silver here myself, as you may recall from last week, buying it very much on a baby steps basis, only willing to buy it on weakness, and that will remain my case. I've only got 2 units on board. If it goes back up, I'll take the profit. I won't, and I'll be content with a smaller position. I'm certainly not going to load up on it here in this type of nervous, choppy environment, as I can't be certain that the dollar's technical rally is over. Now, in other metals, this is a pretty good action right across the board. I think that all the metals were up in here today. Lead, which I no longer hold, but I sold at a somewhat higher level. So quite a correction here, or quite a rebound here today, following its correction. The 3 month price of lead closing at 939 and a half. Tin, where I've still got a long position. Tin had eased down to the bottom side of its very narrow trading range, but has bounced from that, broken the short term, very short term little downtrend, and it drifted lower, nothing looking like a dynamic. But at any rate, that was up $140 here today at 88.50. My main concern is a $25 contango, net, and that tin may not go anywhere without on the upside, except to test the upper side of the range once again without a backwardation in place, but we'll see. I'm still holding on to that for the moment. I've still got my gold, and not bad action at all in here today. Now, a good recovery here in natural gas. Good day with the March contract closing at 7.287. Now, I've got a couple of units. I took a profit on a January position, said I'd add February if it weakened sufficiently again, such as testing its recent low, which it didn't do. I'm currently out of the money on the 2 March positions, but a lot less than I was. And if this continues to rally up, as it easily could, moving up into the up over the, say, 7.5, up into towards 8, I'll certainly be taking more profits, as I've done on my many natural gas trades all along. Given its volatility, I don't look a gift horse in the mouth on this one. And last but not least, soybeans, the March soybeans. I've got a long position there. They had a pretty good day today. Now, I'm long the January soybeans. Sorry, they had a pretty good day today. And they were up, let's see, 13 and three quarters to 546 and three quarters. Interesting thing about that chart, which I'll try to remember to put up tomorrow, is because I know a number of you are interested in these, what I've described as dirt cheap grains and beans, is that it's currently showing a higher low on the chart, and we hadn't seen that previously, and that is very much within the base building criteria. In other words, it's encouraging, I think, my own belief that we are seeing a type 3 base formation here under development. But it's still very much a baby steps play, and I'm glad to be back in the money on the soybeans, and may well lighten here on any further strength. Have a good evening.